Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Amanda Grollo, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Gary.
A lot of people are out there working their gardens at this time of the year, and I know that's difficult from a lot of different aspects, but one of the most difficult ones is trying to keep those garden pests away. What kind of information can you give us today on that?
Yeah. So as we go into summer, we will begin to see pest problems in your garden. So I'm going to talk about four of the most common pests you're going to start to see in your garden. The first is tomato hornworms. They're a worm and large and green. They attack eggplants, peppers, and tomatoes. The larva stage is what does the most damage because they feed on the leaves and the stem of these plants. You will begin to notice dark green or black droppings beside the other damage of the chewing of the insects on the stem. The best way to get rid of tomato hornworms is to hand pick them. They do have certain pesticides in gardens you can get. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. The second is squash bugs. They are gray, shield-shaped bugs that feed on the bottom leaves of the squash plant. They are almost impossible to control. So once they hit the mature stage, the shell of the body causes the insecticide not to penetrate the insect. To get rid of them, best is to pull the plant because once they start sucking the xylem from the plant, they'll no longer be any use. Aphids are another common pest problem. They really affect tomato plants. I've actually been on a couple site visits recently where I've seen tomato plants covered. There's insecticidal soap available, and that's the best thing to do to spray for aphids. The last is squash vine borer. They are noticeable when the squash plant suddenly wilts and begins to die. You will find the borers on the stems of zucchini, pumpkins, or gourds. The adults are clear-winged moths that look like a wasp. The larvae are what burrow into the vines. Unfortunately, once you notice the signs of damage on the plant, there's also not much you can do. So the best practice is just to remove the plant before the pests move on to any other plants.
Along with controlling those pests, another thing that's really important this time of the year, because we've had some extremely hot weather, and it's been kind of back and forth between hot weather and rain, but you want to make sure that your garden is always well hydrated, right?
Right. So with the wind and the heat we've been having, it is best to water almost every day. And if you can, water early in the morning or later at night as the sun is starting to set. That way, watering on top of the leaves can cause mold and different other pest problems. So it's better to just water in morning or at night.
Okay, Amanda, that's good information. Anything else you'd like to share today?
I think that's everything. If you have any other questions, feel free to contact us.
Okay, we will do that. Coming up on Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.